One voice, you know, Dan voice, you know, big up, you know. We say, y'all watch world music views with them, you can't lose. And that's a mad thing. Up. After fly, right? Y'all go on with.
Well, look, I get up on vacation, but look, I get us a win and gone woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man, you know, I don't break your time yet. I don't break your time yet.
Congrats, boss. Congrats.
Respect, respect.
Congrats on a good album. You give the fans what they want. They've been complaining. I saw them saying, yo, I don't want to drop the album for you. Know, we're not.
Yeah.
I'm a virgin. Well, if I'm Miami, right? I mean, no, I'm going to watch this. Years ago, like when you're just boss, the man have you like a god.
Yeah.
The man used to drive around Miami. He used to have an old hoopty. And you know that rappers used to play like all BS, and you in my player. Like, you know, the whole of my So big him up, big him up, big him up. But yo.
Bad thing, man. Big up my anyway thing, man.
The fans, them, want to know what take you so long to drop an album, first of all.
Ah, well, more time, I just timing, you know, than the way that, and, you know, dancehall music is a space where you know, it kind of competitive and it, yeah. So you know, the dancehall space, you know, is a competitive space, and you know, is a space where you know, it's all about you know, trying to stay current, you know, and you know, that was the whole mindset of the game, you know, and we're coming at a time where it was very, very competitive, a lot of great artists, and you know, really and truly, me never even there focus on that. It's just trying to just you know, build my career and build myself. You know, and at the end of the day, nothing beats time. You know, I'm a better artist now. You know, more experience. You know, way more clarity. You know, better vocals. You know, understand the whole thing, way more better now. So nothing beats time. So, you know, this time was perfect. You know, and everybody knew what I was going through, and I had the time to just you know, kind of kick back and just you know, just voice music, just do music. You know, and you know, that's what I did. Is it?
Your album name, Occupied Mind. What's occupying your mind now?
Well, definitely music, you know. Because, you know, without music, you know, over the past year, you know, me don't know what my mental state would have been. You know them the way that, you know, because, you know, I'm not going into details, but everybody know, you know, what I've been going through and stuff like that. And I just needed to stay, you know, occupied, you know, and music did just that for me, you know. We have a great support system, you know, great family, you know, great friends, you know, and luckily, you know, my studio is at my house. So it's not like some even have to leave my yard for record. So being at my studio there at my house and, you know, my friends and, you know, my family, you know, and I have a friend named Jades, you know, and like, you know, the latter part of December, he was the one who looked at me and said, you have to remember that Khalif was and still is your biggest fan. So you have to make him proud, you have to just do music. And when him said that, it kind of stick with me and me a pre-way myself. I say, you know, Sir Jade's right, you know. So, you know, from there, you know, every day we just have run over beats and we just have record, run over beats, record, you know. And over the period of time, like that project could have been maybe like 40 or 50 songs, you know. It was that much, you know, work being done. You see me? Straight up.
So our next album will come then?
Definitely, you know, because some people say they want the deluxe and then the thing. So maybe I forgot to throw on some more upon this. I want to well, we have them already, basically, you know. And we have other projects we're going to work on to in the near future, you know. Because me and Govy project still there for forward. We have a next project still for forward and maybe the deluxe, you know. And still a record upon rhythms and stuff like that and singles. So a whole heap of work, man, you see me?
Yo, sometimes when I talk to artists and I talk to everybody who... I am a fan of the music, so I go deep into the music, right? I go to the numbers, mathematical with it,
yeah.
With it, right? And I have the sense that even Sean Paul or Shaggy and whoever, like, I don't know how great it's going to be, like, in the eyes of people observing, because you're the one creating.
Yeah.
You're the one, you're just living, really.
True.
In this time, true. With all your counterparts, and you've been in the game over 10 years, 2005, I remember Jay and Bobo CD.
Yeah.
First, I didn't want to miss out of him. Like, from them time, I'm going to tell you, say,
yes,
you know, I know that thing. Right? Jay and Bobo was actually from Huey, right?
Yes, true.
Time, even protege boss. to with them gospel kind of tune.
Yeah.
You there now over 10, 2005, over 20 years. 2005.
Yeah.
About blood fire
yeah.
years. Almost 20 years. Right?
Yeah.
How would feel for no say you manage and you see the CD time, you see download time, and now a streaming time. And the album is in four countries and about 15 more countries, not at number two. Still, for now, say, you make it. You're there, same way, and people are receiving the same way.
Well, it's a great feeling, and it's a great vibe. You know, first, me have to say, you know, big up to Father God, you know, because he might the one to make it possible, because, you know, a God-given talent, and him bless me. You know, him bless me with the talent, and him bless me with longevity, you know, also. I have to give thanks to that, because a lot of artists, you know, have a career span like that. So I have to just give thanks to Father God first. And it's a great feeling for knowing, so we got through, you know, all of them stages there of the music, and that kind of helped build me to the artist that I am today, you know, because we got through that whole CD days when you have to walk the road, and, you know, we got through the YouTube stage and now the streaming. So it's just being grateful, you know, for knowing, so we're there and I go through the times. And it's all about just adjusting, you know, with where the game there. You know, you have a good at adjusting with what's going on, you know, in the game, and can adapt and then turn at your type of way. So that's what I do over the years, and it's been paying off, and we have to just give thanks, is it?
A brother point out to me, say, Shaba has had one wife for 30 years. You never hear say Shaba ranks in a nun. I'll do him at the bedroom bully.
True that.
Shaba the bedroom bully, you know, like
true that.
The muscle and be a gal and him sing, but and him have one wife for him whole career. Him live with him wife.
Yeah.
Him send them to school and thing.
Yeah.
How important is that for you as a family man to maintain that discipline?
Well, you know, family stability, you know, and even yesterday, me a reason with some of my friends in my day. I said that me I say, last night actually, I say, all right, separate and apart from music, me say, remove the artist side from any artist, and you're just a normal human being, so. Me a Sheldon. Me say, ask how much artists after them remove the artistic side from them life. If you're happy with life, you know, and how much can answer and say yes, you know. Family is that, you know. Family create that balance there and that stability there. You see me? Family keep you level-headed, you know. Keep you motivated, keep you grounded, you know. Family is everything to me. You know, anybody who knows, I don't know, say, yo, family are everything, and family keeps me going, you know, upon the bad day of them, you know, family, you know, get you up, you know, upon the good day of them, keep you level, you know, and it has always been that for me from the get-go till now, and it keeps me going, and it does keep me stable and keep me level-headed, and just make me a work to make my family proud, you see me? So family definitely is everything to me, and it, you know, it make I do now who it is today, you see me? Straight.
I see you with your beautiful wife all the time. She looks very humble, and you're this larger than life figure. She ever check it and be like, nobody would have clash there, or not do that.
A lot of times, you see me? A lot of times, you know, and you know, Shaka, and I'm a biggest fan also. You know, because a lot of decisions, you know, even with the musical thing, you know, as she, because me run enough things by her and say, you know, say, me I pray for do this, I pray for do this, I pray for do that. And she will say, man, I like that, man, I like this, me like that, me like this. So you try this, love that, you know. So, whole heap of neck, like, because me I'm not really a man where, you know, they're on the internet certain way. So she knows certain things and she will say, yo, don't follow up this, you know. Don't do this, you know. Nobody answer this, you know. Nobody answer that. So, you know, she kind of keep me, you know, keep me level upon a way, and just, you know, and just help me for maneuver through a lot, and we have to just give thanks for that, is it?
So me, I look upon the numbers, that's my part, and your massacre dropped the album same day.
You saw it
to where you rekindle on a friendship at some fest, was it? And I don't know if it's a coincidence when I dropped the album same day, but on a neck and neck on Apple Music Jamaica, well, no, you're like, right, what cause you want for drop the album same day? Was it before or after? And was it a test to say?
Well, you know, some never know his release date, you know, because my kind of filter a lot where me see and when me hear, you know, that one of my strengths as an artist. You know, so me not follow too much on the social media. Me not listen too much music. I just when me, like if my dad wrote, I may have to hear something, you know. So radio and certain things me kind of filter. So on Wednesday, you know, when we did it, I get ready now. That was when a member of my team say, you know, Massacre album I dropped Friday to me. I said, I lied. The man say, yeah. You know, so when him said that no, I said, come and go and call my brother say, yo, him didn't know, but him not say nothing to me because him know if him say it to me would have changed my date. So I say it to GS no, and GS say, yo, from there, New York, I want to tell you, but me never want to show you off. So me never know until Wednesday. So I said, come now, the man say, yo, it done submit already. You can't do nothing about it. Just low it. You see me? And you know, I succumb, I just love it and then you know it just release and miss the vibe. You know, he's a great youth and a great artist, and I'm the great things, you know. So it's a great vibe for dancehall and just the space right now, you know. You know, two great projects, you know, and them are going good. So, you know, the people them can just hold a vibe and just listen to the music and appreciate it, you see me? Straight.
What me personally like is that the two projects now I'm not scamming soon on it. And it's
Yeah.
global in terms of the sound, it's global,
Yeah.
voice is heavy. So if the aliens come now and look down
Yeah.
the charts, I'm like, oh, these guys are doing something nice, you know?
Straight.
But
Straight.
Massacre got a major label route.
Yeah.
You listen to this album, this is a major label type album.
Yeah.
Why are you staying independent, and are you open to going with a major in the next album?
Well, definitely, you know, definitely, thinking about making some moves internationally, you know, and management, you know, Sharon Burke, she's in charge a lot, and you know, she make some moves and some stuff in the pipeline, so the people definitely can look out for that, you know. So you know, the next couple of months, them can definitely, you know, see some change and see something and a difference with the thing, you know. However, you don't know pre-war music. On a level and my pre-dancer international on a level, and if you listen to the project, you kind of can see the different, you know, the different styles in our music, you know the dancer for the girls, and you know, and everything which I touch everything, because dancer is that, you know. And even though it was done independent, you know, the people appreciate great music, and you know, it's just a great body of work, and that are the feedback we get, and we have to just be grateful and thankful, and we'll do everything in our power, you know, to push it to the next level there. You see it straight.
Yeah, I love that. You at an advantage now though. And I say 50s, I said Nipsey Hussle says something about that way. So you set a precedence already. It's not like you're a big label for make an album for you. You
Yeah.
make your album already. You have your studio at your house.
Yeah.
Do you think you're at an advantage to negotiate and get into the marketplace?
Well, definitely, you know, because once you're successful on an independent level, you know, say the angle in here and the blade elsewhere, you know. So once you can prove, say, yo, you know, we can do this independent and see them do it independent, you know, say you're at a better part, you know, where deals and stuff is concerned. So it's always a great vibe when you can prove, say, you can be successful and have a successful album or body of work independently. You know the thing go.
Nigel Staff in a tirade last week said 99.9998% of dancehall artists are criminals. What do you say to that statement?
Criminals in terms of what?
Him said they're criminals. He was making the point. So he took a jab at me to say me a big up the artists them, and personally he has said it to me, but on TV he said that streams and all that is not where the game is, and nobody should focus on streams, they should just focus on touring. I'm like, that's nonsense, because the game is everything, and it's all you sell records and all that. But he made the point to say, you guys, and I'm putting you in it too, dancehall. The dancehall artists are not internationally friendly, to quote him, and they are criminals. That's what he said.
Well, on the part of dancehall artists are not internationally friendly. We can't understand that. You know, we can't understand that because a lot of artists, them not really know how to conduct themselves and you know, and have great convos with people and just know how to maneuver themselves in the game. You know, that way they, you know, most of the artists, them once them start get some songs and some stuff like that, you know, it's a whole hype and ego thing, and you have to remember, you know, how to deal with people and building business relationships. You know, in the way there, yeah, because you have to remember, you know, when you're boss, you have the hot and you have the hype and everybody running, but there's always a cool down season when you need business relationships to, you know, sieve through the water and sieve through the bush and, you know, and get back on certain levels. So I understand that a lot of them are international friendly and don't know how to, you know, conduct themselves and handle business. But the criminal part, I mean, I work with that part. You know, the way you can't label everybody as, you know, everybody, you know, is a criminal, you know, and you can't judge. Because a lot of people look on people and say, "He's a criminal," and "He's a criminal," and, you know, even the person with my day in the church is a bigger criminal than a man with plat up here, and you never know. You know, even the man with a good 9 to 5, where we know, you know, run a Fortune 500 company, it can be a bigger criminal than a dancehall artist. So you can't just look and judge and say criminal and criminal and criminal. You know, me not gonna support that. Is it straight?
I could talk about two tune panel, three song more on top of Faith. Give me
Yeah.
the story behind that. How you created that?
Well, you know, at the time, that's just what I needed at the time, you know, faith. Me just need strength. You know, me just need strength. Me just need faith, you know, hold up myself a certain way. I know I'm strong enough to just take on, you know, what was happening, in my life, you know, and me could have a way deeper lyrically with that song, but I just chose not to, you know, the way there, because, you know, me never want to fall too far, like where depression is concerned. So I never want to go too deep, and then that end up hurt me, you know, mentally. You see me? So it was just at the time, you know, and I just needed, you know, to be strong. You see me? You know, for myself, you know, for my wife, for my family, you know, because everybody I look to me and say, "All right, then you might go break down, you might go this, you might go that," and you know, I just had to just put that aside and just be strong, you know, for my wife and for my family. So, you know, I just, you know, that basically is it.
Wow, that's very touching. And then Socrates, they go far desert.
Yeah.
I'm the Socrates, philosopher.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How you make that?
Well, that was just basically a freestyle, you know, because around the same time as when I found faith, like at that time, like every day, like Govi was here every day, you know, Govi and Jades, and you know, Govi are the one with artists. I say, "Yo, music, even when me are easy and, you know, me not too pre music, Govi are the one with artists. I say, "Dog," and I made some music. So at the time, you know, at the time, that was like December, you know, that was, you know, right after everything, and, you know, Govi the day, and, you know, he have a little Bluetooth speaker, and he must have played some rhythm, and just had a next phone, you know, just a record, and me just have sing what come to my mind, you know. So that's when I found Socrates, you know. GL saying, "Go for the rhythm, pan theme phone, go for the plate," and me just start freestyle it out to a part, you know, them save it on the phone, and that was just how that came about. That was recording in December, you know, of last year, you see me. So it was just Govi and GS, they must have played some rhythm, whatever come to my mind, I just sing it, them I record it on a phone, and then over the next couple of days, I listen back with it on the phone, and you know, what's so nice, and what's so active, I just record them. So I saw Socrates come out.
I hear you say Govi. I read Govi, actually, I had promoted a song with him, Taurus Riley, because
I
worked for Taurus Riley, Call Me.
Yeah.
But I can't help but, as you talk, realize that you and Massacre bringing back album culture.
Mm-hmm.
And lyrically, I know people want to clash on things, but lyrically, I think a Best of Both Worlds album would have reset the game. Tune for tune. Like, just when you're old enough, so you remember when people were the Best of Both Worlds albums back in the days, where two biggest artists at the time, as a matter of market penetration, them just come together and say, "All right, the two biggest," like Bunty and Beanie to do that early, them couldn't hold them in their pocket right now.
True, because that. I understand what you're saying.
Would you ever open to doing something like that?
It's music, you know. Anything positive to do with music, I'm hoping, you know, to do in it. Because at the end of the day, you know, right now, I'm on a different level to mentally. You know, them type of way, they may pre-life and pre-music different, you know. So anything positive for the culture and for the music, definitely I'm open to doing anything with it. That I have a positive look on the music and the culture. So, definitely.
Exclusive here on World Music Views. Dubai, your name Dubai. You got Dubai, obviously. Are just imagine our vibes. Where you make that? By the way, that's the highest charting song in Jamaica and across the world from the album, Dubai.
Yeah, well Dubai now, like Dubai was just basically a freestyle off at the top of my head. Because my voice three song that day, my voice Rat Trap, to show you how long this was like 2021 or 2022, my voice Rat Trap, my voice Godly, and then my voice Dubai. So Crash Dummy sent the rhythm, man. Crash Dummy is a youth where him name him rhythm them. So when him send the rhythm, have a name already. So I go so boom and press on the rhythm. I said the rhythm have a vibe. When me look, the rhythm name Dubai. So I said, look, nah, the rhythm name Dubai and the rhythm have a vibe. So I just the name of Crash Dummy name the rhythm. Same like how him name the rhythm Fresh Drop. I just the name of the rhythm me see and build the song Fresh Drop. Same way. I just the rhythm name Dubai. I'm just start say, hey, where are you, boy? You know, me and my friend Taka was here, and you must say, yo, that bad, you know, build it out. And me just start build it out. You know, Anton was in the studio at the same time. I just went in the studio and recorded Dubai, like, in space of, like, maybe a 20-minute to a half-hour span, you know, the song was done. So I just, the rhythm name that crashed on me, name the rhythm kind of influenced the idea. I'm just build it out, you see?
Wow. What's the next single from the album you're going to drop? Are you going to pick from these top charting ones, or are you gonna like you have one special?
Well, definitely. You know, definitely. Dubai video are gonna be out in maybe like the next 2 to 3 weeks, you know, span. And like really and truly, I maybe like about 12 or 13 songs. I gotta have a music video after the project because I gotta video some song and push some song. Whole heap of song of the ladies love, you know, songs like Caught Up, song like Prettiest, you see me, songs like Tempted, you see me. And then Dubai, of course, you see me, Big Belly Money, of course, you see me, First Class, of course, Socrates, you know. So right now, a couple songs well with me like for video, and then just by the feedback I get from the songs, me I pick some otherwise. So you can look out for maybe like over the next 2 month time, 3 months tops, you gotta have like maybe like about 12, you know, 12 videos, you know, some high end, you know, some other some viral vibe, you know, just depending on the song and just the vibe of the song. We have to choose a style of video, but you can definitely look out for some things. You see it?
You have a brand that transcend genre eras, 20 years of it. And I know some man where them take you to heart. That's what them take to heart, them take you to heart, like.
Yeah.
Your song, as fast as you sing it, they might do it the whole shebang, right? Do you think you do some merch and like offer the fans, even the women who love your girl tune them, and offer them something more?
Good thing you come up with that topic there, because the designs I make right now, so the Occupied Mind will come with the merch for that project, yeah. You know, so good thing you come up with that topic there, you know, you remind me. So over the next maybe like two to 3 weeks time, you know, we'll have some special, you know, limited edition merch just for the project, you know. So you can definitely look out for that by Christmas. You see me? You can look out for that. So good thing I mentioned that and remind me. So them definitely can look out for the Occupied Mind merch. You see it?
Nice. Give a shout out to every all the credits on the album, the producers, etc.
Ah, well, producers, Crash Dummy. You see me? Jades, you know, because a lot of people don't even know. So Jades are one of the main producers, you know, with I Don't Have Faith for years, even though he's an artist. You know, so Crash Dummy, Jades, you see me? Cash Flow, Rinse, Imudo, you know, who did Yeah Yeah. You see me? Quantanium, you see me? And are you from Trinidad near Millbeats? I think Darshan, because Darshan did Faith and Darshan did the next girl song. So, you know, so I just like these are the core producers we like their own me. So big up Crash Dummy, big up Jades, big up Darshan, big up Cash Florence, you see me. And Ufani, big up Imudo, you see me, and big up Mill Beats, you know. Where mixing and mastering is concerned, you know, majority of the album was mixed by what we call Simpat Music, you know. He mixed maybe like about 15 songs on the project, you see me? Red Boom, you know, Red Boom Super mix like maybe like about 3 or 4. And then Chimney Records, you know, big up Jordan, big up Izzle, you see me? So them response to all of the mixing of the songs, all of the mastering. Art Direction, you know, is a youth from Chicago, named God Henry. In response to most of the artwork with Idonia, you know, from over the years. Talented youth is a youth to show me a lot about the business also, you know, not just, you know, not just, you know, creating graphics and stuff like that. So big up God Henry also. And then I big up my team. You know, everybody play a role. You know, my friend them who they are give me the vibes. You see me in the shooter. Them play an important role too. So me can't start calling him because I know.
See,
you
I
know,
do
so
a
yeah, I know.
freestyle. See, I do a freestyle at New York, and the man they not even make you finish every time you start. See, the
You
man
see
say,
me?
"Bala,
You
bala."
see me? You see me? So we have a great team, we have a great support system. So all of the gen of them, you know, big up themselves because them keep me motivated. You know, them keep on a push and say, I don't know, just go feet and just do music. So, you know, we have a great team, you see me? Big up my family, big up my wife, you don't know, stay do it, you know. So I just that's so you see, you know, big up management, you know, big up, me have to big up me Sharon Burke, you know, always. You know, big up me Sharon Burke, you know, big up Annex Youth. A New York now named Marcus, you know, Platinum Kids. You see me? He's a great youth over the years and, you know, a whole leap team help, you know, I don't know it. So big up Marcus and big up my brother, Lala Patello, who's a part of the management also. So I just, this is the thing there, the team that, and the dream that is it.
Big up everybody. You have a wicked live show. Last time I saw it was at the Chris Brown show where like you're obviously a stadium artist because I know everybody can
Yeah.
do that. It's very hard to make 50,000 people intimate and them are
Yeah.
word for word, right? Are you going on tour and where are you going to be touring?
Well, definitely, you know, cause I'm kind of take a break now, you know. Seeing as how, you know, me and my wife, I expect, you know, our second child. So I'm kind of take the December off because, you know, the due date is December. So hence
Congrats.
why I'm just push the project. I know, say, you know, that I'll give me some time if we can just, you know, relax and just, you know, invest some time in my family. You know, however, next year, you know, close to like maybe the Easter time. You know, we're gonna start taking back the road, you know, crazy. You know, we're gonna Europe next year, definitely, you know, and then, you know, across America, cause, you know, we try put this thing pan a different level. And as the topic we touch, you know, the stadium thing, you know, we kind of try a growing thing, you know, outside of, you know, certain levels, you see me, cause right now, like I doing a live shows next year, people are gonna see a huge difference. So me now gonna tell them what and what we are gonna do. But them can just look out and listen out. You know, the live shows, it not gonna just be a performance, it's gonna be an experience. You know, that's how we are push the barrier to not just run up on stage and DJ and run off. You know, we have some things that we're gonna do next year where the people are gonna look and say, no, whoa, you know, yeah, I don't know, I try and them appreciate it. And, you know, Chris Brown show and, you know, certain shows, you know, what it was just, you know, the test. You know, to what we are do and to what can be done, and we're gonna just grow the sound, you know, to our next level. The name we called earlier, Nigel Starr, is a man who helped me with a lot, and he is helping me with that new thing I'm gonna tell about where I go show about maybe a Yush. You kind of get a first touch of the experience, you know, but you can look out, you know, for the whole experience than a sound the next year. It'll go different, you see me? Trust me, it'll go different.
That nice one. I look forward to it. Look, I got watch some Beyonce show and some Jay-Z show,
Yeah.
some 50 Cent show.
Well, you have to. You know, you have to pre the greats if you want great, you know. You see me, Michael Jackson, all of them, Bob Marley, all of them, I pre them live show. I listen all them record, me listen mix, me listen everything. If you want the great, you have to listen and watch the greats, you see.
So you're going for the long haul. How old are you now?
Old enough.
We can't find an age easy one, but you're going for the long
It's
haul.
easy.
You're going for
Yeah.
the long haul
That
where
thing.
You're now a mature artist and you're now realizing that this thing that you have is powerful and it's actually a career. And what advice
Yeah.
do you give to younger artists who came in the game, just like when you came up and they're struggling to find that maturity that you have found now?
Well, first thing first, you have to love music for music. You have to love music. You see me, a lot of people, you know, do music for the wrong reason. You know, you don't know the money and the hype and this and that, but you have to kind of love the music, you know, for the love, you know, of the music. Like once you love the music, that are gonna help you right through. You see me, because the love are gonna make you grow. You are gonna always want to advance yourself, you know, recording, you know, on stage, you know, vocally, where image is concerned, where doing interviews is concerned, because interviews, you know, that's key also. You know, so it's just loving the music and doing stuff to get better at what you do every day. You know, my boss close to 20 years and me's a better artist now than last week. You know the way they say it's just pushing yourself, believing in yourself. I do the music for the love, you know. Surround yourself with a great team. You know, no, yes, man, nothing. Your team can tell you when you're wrong and tell you when you're right. You know, because a team hurt most artists. You know, just man, I tell you what you want to hear and not tell you what you need for ear. You know, so you need that strong team that will real to your thing and round you. You see me? So I just that, you see me? And just, as I say, respect people and love people. You know, because if you want respect, you have to show respect. You know, respect your fans. You know, respect your craft. Respect the people, because at the end of the day, them build you. Without them, you are nothing. You know, so once you understand all of this and just push yourself and challenge yourself and just want to be the best version of yourself, you'll get better. You see me? Straight up.
Wow, we're going to finish there. Respect. Cool. Big up, boss. Congratulations.
Heart of love, man. Yeah.